One of my favorite pieces of the Thos MS from Are You Live Altar of Gear is on these two came. Because there's an oddity. There's a strange fact. If you just read the Psukim at the beginning of B'Shalach, B'Shalach Paroa Ta'am V'lo Nacham Elohim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Karovu. Hashem didn't want to take Am Yisrael out. We all know this. The direct route. Kamar Elohim Pen Yinachem Am Berotam Elchama B'Shav Mitzrayim. Because I'm afraid they'll see war. It's Machokas Rashi Rambam. We'll get into that now. They'll see war and they'll come back. And then we get this strange Pasuk. This oddity in the Pasuk. V'yasev Elkim et ha'am derech ha'mibar. What's V'yasev mean? What's V'yasev? It's a sevivon. To turn around, right? V'yasev means God, it's Hefiel. He turned them around. God turned them around. Well, you can only turn around if what's happening? You go in one direction, and then you turn around. So it says God turned them around. Derech Minbar Yam Suf. He took them. Minbar Yam Suf. Rashi says it just is referring to the fact that the trip was kind of like serpentine. Okay? But it means turn around. And if we go a few psukim later, we have Hashem, Moshe, and more, the Rebbe of Israel, Vayashuvu. What does Vayashuvu mean? To go back. Vayashuvu, Vayachanu, Lifnei, Piachirot. Go, turn around. So in other words, according to Pshutoso Mikra, the simple Pesukim is they can only turn around, they can only return to Mitzrayim. If where were they before they turned around? They had left Mitzrayim. Right? You can only go back to Mitzrayim if you left Mitzrayim. So they left Mitzrayim, and then they turn around to park in front of Piha Chirot. Ben Migdol, Ben Hayam, and then they get to Yam Suf. So Pshutam Shrik Raz, they left Mitzrayim, they started going towards Eretz Canaan, they started going north, right? They left north, they actually left the borders of Mitzrayim, and God says, go back, and go park over there, and you're going to go the circuitous route. So Svasimus says, understand, why did God take them that direction to turn around? Why didn't he just take them right directly to Yam Suf? Why is this turning around? So the Svasimus suggests the following, and listen, it's a Yisodi idea in Hasidus. It's very powerful, but it says something, I think, very meaningful, to at least to me. He says, there's a problem is that sometimes we get locked. I'm going to steal a word from Thomas Kuhn. Sometimes we get locked in paradigms. We see the world through a certain lens. We can't imagine anything else. They were slaves. God redeems them. He takes them out. They had no idea what does it mean to be a free person. Who can imagine such a thing when you're locked in a certain view of the world? So therefore, God really didn't. He really wanted them to be free. And the only way a person can really be free is to free himself. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants them, I know Rabbeinu discussed it last time, they didn't have mitzvot, according to Rashi, etc. They're going to go to the Yam, and if you remember, Moshe is going to pray to God, and God's, Mati Tzakalai, why are you crying to me? Go in the Yam and go. So Svazema says, they couldn't imagine the idea of being free until God showed them they could be. So he takes them out of Mitzrayim, says this is what it means when you no longer are beholden to the Egyptian yoke. You're free. But now I want you to do it again, and I want you to do it yourself. I take it to Mitzrayim, and I want you to participate in the freedom. Now, sometimes we're locked in complacency. You know, the Dune's coming out in a movie form. I hope they don't destroy it again. They've done it several times. They seem to destroy it every time. But in one of the mantras in the book is that fear is the mind killer. It's not true. Complacency is the mind killer. When you can't imagine anything else, then you're stuck. A parallel to Svasemes with Tzadik HaKohen, same time period, all descendants of the Kutzker Rebbe, kind of, although Tzadik was part of the break-off. So Tzadik HaKohen says something quite beautiful. He says, Amar Rishon was born when? What day? What day? What day was man created? Friday. Right? On Friday, Erev Shabbat. And immediately, says the Gemara, he was brought into Shabbat. But Tzadok says it doesn't make any sense. Because what does the Pasuk say? Sheshet Yamim Taseh Melachtecha. You can only do Shabbat, Yom HaShviyi Shabbat Elokecha, if you have the Sheshet Yamim. So why did God create Adam without the ability to prepare? He says it's very simple. Because Shabbat is about Kedusha, it's about being with God. And you can't imagine this religious experience if you're just born and you just live your life. So God introduces you to this religious experience. And then he says, you know what? Start over again. Sheshet Yamim Taseh Melachtecha. It's the second Shabbat, which is linked to the whole idea of Geula coming for two Shabbatot, etc., etc. Ravlichtenstein has a beautiful piece where he discusses his three kind of guiding lights. The three people who influence his life. Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rav Huttner and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Or Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, Yosef Huttner, and Rav Aaron. And he says that the first two where he felt were like too beyond him were just like he couldn't imagine being like them as Rosh Hashiva. He knew he was going to be Rosh Hashiva, so therefore he thought Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was a better paradigm until he realized even he couldn't, you know, match up to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Point being that sometimes we need paradigms. We need to see a vision far beyond ourselves, right? We need a model of what it means to be successful. I was choosing with some people, and they said the first Shabbat, free, whatever that is, whenever that's going to be, Parshas Yitro maybe, we don't know, is I mentioned to someone, I forget who it was, and he said, I go, what are you going to do for your free Shabbat? I'm going to go to an apartment. I'm going to rent an apartment. I'll have an apartment free. I'll have a free, and that's fine. But I just want you to think for a second, sometimes we need models of what it means to be something beyond ourselves. Sometimes we need models to break free. And it's only through those models, whoever that would be, like, you know, going to someone's house for Shabbos that's like, you know, very ruchni or something. One of the issues I always try and suggest in the facts, we just built on the new website, the facts, is, you know, advice for the year, go find new models. Go experiment and experience. If you're not looking at, like, you know, go spend some time with some Chabadnikim in Tzfat. I did that in Yeshiva. Go spend some time, I don't know, with some people who are learning in the mirror. Go find some time to learn with someone who's really into Breslov. Religious experience that can be guiding lights of new ideas. It's hard to break paradigms. So Sfasema says, God first had to say, look, there is a model for a different religious experience. You don't have to be where you are. Torah is about breaking idols. The idols can be within yourself. Learning a new way to think about the world. Have a good week. Sure. Yeah.